Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, or if you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news in electric cars and sustainable transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Sunday, the 18th of February, 2018. Our first story, according to autocar.co.uk, and a look back at 2017's sales figures, and it looks like as the numbers come in and get tallied, 581,000 EVs were sold in the world last year in 2017. That's just shy of 1% of the entire global market. We know that different territories do much better in some places. So, you know, you look at January here in the UK, and it was up at 5% of plug-in cars and plug-in hybrids and pure battery electric cars. So we're on the high side, and obviously California is going to be huge, and other places won't be so high. So an average of just less than 1%. And as 2017 ended, the Nissan Leaf Mark 1 dropped off sales a little bit and gave up its crown to the BAIC EC. Of course, BAIC, the Chinese EV manufacturer, in that is a 20 kilowatt battery and £17,000. The cost to buy a brand new one. But they certainly sold lots of EVs in China, clearly the world's number one market. 332,000 EVs sold in China in 2017, well ahead of the US and in Europe. Demand doubled in 2017. Well, moving on to Business Insider, and they don't always write the nicest things about Tesla, but I found this on Business Insider UK, so maybe it's a different team. And they've written about the 12 best features inside a Tesla Model 3. And if you're a Tesla fan or an EV fan, this might not be new news to you, but it will be to some. The list of their coolest features inside the Model 3, they say, having driven one, is the minimalist interior, devoid of buttons, the massive 15-inch central touchscreen, the radio has built-in internet streaming, the steering wheels, the scroll buttons on the left and right to change everything from the volume to adjusting the mirrors, the rear reversing camera, which takes up pretty much most of the 15-inch display, is nice and crisp, they say. They love the Tesla autopilot. Of course, they rave about the Model 3's hidden air vents. The digital control vents as well, they say, is great. The app control with no physical key or button to push, but to start the Model 3, you use your app or the card, the emergency card that you've got. They love the built-in charging docks as well for your phones and the glass roof on the top spec, which they drove on the Model 3. All things they love about it. None of them particularly new, but nice to see a positive article. Well, according to Mark Kane, writing on InsideEVs.com, the new Nissan Leaf has been named as a contender, a finalist for the 2018 World Car of the Year, amongst nine others. And it's the only all-electric model as well. So it's got a big job to do. Can it win? Fingers crossed. First job is to get into that short list of 10. The next thing to do is to wow the judges with just what a fantastic all-round car the brand new Nissan Leaf is. With a 40 kilowatt hour battery, you can drive it just like any other car you've driven and not have to worry about the range. Yes, you can have the heater on, and yes, you can do 70 miles an hour and all those kind of things. We will keep an eye on the results of that. Up against, by the way, in case you're interested, the Alfa Romeo Giulia, the BMW X3, Kia Stinger, Land Rover Discovery, Mazda CX-5, the Range Rover Velar, the Toyota Camry, VW T-Roc, and Volvo XC60. Separately, the Leaf, it says on Inside EV, EVs qualified as a finalist in the 2018 World Green Car category. I should hope so too. Well, Elon Musk is certainly one of the only CEOs in the world that'll take to Twitter, talk to customers directly and address their concerns and suggestions as well. Now, according to Teslarati.com, following a recent crash with the Model 3, kind of heartbreaking when so many people are waiting for one and they're being crashed already. Good news is, occupants all fine, and some of the feedback about the car's glove box that was shared by the driver have been listened to by Elon Musk. The feedback from the Model 3 owner that crashed his car at 60 mile an hour in a head-on accident was that the central touchscreen shattered, kind of not surprising, and also that the glove box wouldn't open electronically after the accident, which had all of his documents inside. And the Tesla CEO said via Twitter, not long after the article was published on Teslarati.com, that additional emergency features for the Model 3 would be rolled out soon via an over-the-air update. And one of those changes that should the Model 3 be involved in an accident, the glove box would open automatically. Now, Tesla, of course, making exceptional cars, but not making exceptional profits yet. But a quick note on Renault, which makes the Renault Zoe, and is a gorgeous car, part of the Nissan-Renault-Mitsubishi alliance. Renault has just announced some record revenues and profits today after the chief exec, Carlos Ghosn, was handed another 4 years in the top job. The net income leapt 50% to 5.2 billion. Euro, that's 4.5 billion pounds in 2017. That's great news for investing in more EVs, certainly for the future of the Renault Zoe, recently updated with the Renault Zoe ZE40. It's good to have those kind of cars being made by an exceptionally profitable car maker, because it guarantees they'll be around for a long time. And also, a very practical thing, guarantees that the company you buy your EV from will be around in a long time, to have it serviced and looked after if you want to. Just something that somebody might think about buying from a new upstart company. Are they going to be around if I need them to take a look at the car? And we'll put into that box Aspark. The Aspark Owl EV was unveiled a few months ago in concept form, and now two new videos have been released of a working prototype doing 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds. They did two launches in a pretty small car park, to be honest with you. Via autoblog.com we found these videos after the reveal in Frankfurt a little while ago. Fantastic to see they've got something working and on the road and looking very, very fast indeed. Well, thank you for listening today. Hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars. So if you can, please do share this with at least one person. A reminder, you can listen to all of our previous podcasts on iTunes. Subscribe and rate and review for free as well. It would mean a lot if you could download the brand new Amazon Echo app, the Skill rather, which if you do have an Echo device, an Alexa device, you can use either the Amazon Prime app or the Alexa app to search EV News Daily. And you can add it to your Alexa device and it will play you a flash briefing when you ask it to. You can say hi to us on Twitter at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful Sunday, and I will catch you tomorrow for the start of a brand new week.